Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller, and together we are studying the Talmudic Tractate of Megillah. This series is a project of the OU's Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are at the bottom of Daf Dalad Amud Bet, that is 4b. On Daf Dalad, we have three lengths of lines, short, medium, and long. We are towards the bottom at the end of the second long line. Now, what we've been talking about is something that we've been discussing since our Mishnah, which is that on certain years, depending on what day Purim falls out on, we sometimes want to push back the reading of the Megillah from the 14th day of the month. We can push it back to the 13th, the 12th, or the 11th. Now, what we were discussing in our previous podcast was that according to Rebbe's opinion, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, according to Rebbe's opinion, unwalled cities should always read on the 14th. The only situation in which an unwalled city won't read on the 14th is if the 14th falls out on Shabbat. And I'll just mention in passing that in our current calendar setup, it is impossible for the 14th to fall on Shabbat. So there's no reason why we should ever read in any other situation except for on the 14th of the month. So at the very last word on the second wide line towards the bottom, the Sava Rebbe, and Rebbe holds. A svara is a deduction. He doesn't have a proof from a pasuk, but it's his rational opinion. Ayarot, unwalled cities, lo dachin in liyom haknisa. They never get pushed off to the market day, meaning unwalled cities should always read on the day on which Purim falls. Vehatanya, but let's challenge this assumption. Did we not learn in a braita, the hey of vehatanya is a question hey. Chal hiyot b'shabbat, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, Kfari Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, villages go back to Thursday, which is the day of gathering, Va'ayarot Gidolot Korin Be'erev Shabbat, and the unwalled cities read on Friday, which is the 13th, Umukafot Choma Lemachar, and the walled cities read on Sunday, which is the 15th. Okay, so in that situation, we see that the unwalled cities are pushed back from the 14th to the 13th, from Shabbos to Friday. Rebbe says, Omer ani, I say, Rebbe's very confident, that's how he says it, I am telling you, ho'il, since v'nidchu, since they are pushed off, the ayarot, the unwalled cities, mim koman, from their proper day, the 14th, yidchu liyom haknisa, then they should be pushed off to the market day. Once you're pushing them off, push them off to the 14th. But if you're not pushing them off, don't push them off. Okay, so in this situation, you have to push them off. So push them off not to Friday, but push it back to Thursday. That's what Rebbe says. But here we have a clear indication that Rebbe does think it's possible to push the unwalled cities back from the 14th. Hachi hashta, this is your proof. You're going to learn it from here. Hatam zmanam shabbati. Of course, you have to push it back. It's Shabbos. Purim falls out on Shabbos. V'hoil denidchu yidchu. And since it has to be pushed off because of Shabbos, it gets pushed off. V'hacha. But in the case that we were talking about, where Purim falls out on Friday, you're not going to push the walled cities back to the unwalled cities back to Thursday. Zmanam erev Shabbat, their proper time is on Friday, and so you don't push it back to Thursday. You always keep it on Friday. Kiman azla, like whom do we go? Had amar Rabbi Chelbo, amar Rabbi Huna, like Rabbi Chelbo says in the name of Rabbi Huna. Purim shechal lihiot b'Shabbat. If Purim falls out on Shabbat, hakol nidchin liyom haknisa, everybody gets pushed off back to the day of the market, meaning Thursday. He doesn't mean walled cities. That was what we're going to see in a second. Hakol nidchin selkadatach. You're telling me that everybody reads on Thursdays? V'ha ika mukafin, but there are walled cities, the avdi lemachar, who will read on Sunday, like they're supposed to. Okay, he says, Ella, you're right. Rather, what I meant is, kol hanidche, all those that are pushed off, yidche liyom haknisa, they should be pushed back to Thursday. I might have thought the unwalled cities could read on Friday, and the villages could read on Thursday, which, by the way, would solve other problems. As we discussed in our previous recording, then, since the villagers and the city dwellers are not celebrating on the same day, then they can provide for each other's needs, or the villagers can provide for the city dwellers' needs on Friday, and they can have their own Purim on Thursday. So that would be a great solution for them. But what we're saying is that once you push off the unwalled cities from their proper date, you push them back to the market day, in other words, to Thursday. Kiman, who is this like? Ki Rebbe, like Rebbe. So Rebbe's basic opinion is that you never, we're going to get into it a little more now. My taima, what is the reason? Beginning of the fifth line up from the bottom. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Hakol chayavin b'kriyat ha-megillah. Everybody is obligated in the reading of the Megillah. The next two words are in parentheses, and in many manuscripts they don't exist. It says ubitkiat shofar. So we're going to skip those even though it's true. So hakol chayavim b'kriyat ha-megillah. Everybody is obligated in the reading of the Megillah. Ve'ein hakol b'kiyin b'mikra Megillah. But not everybody's good at reading the Megillah. Now, of course, the way we do it is that we hire Megillah readers, or we have Megillah readers in our congregations that can read it. But it's hard work to learn how to read the Megillah, and not everybody's good at it. So what we're afraid is that the guy who's reading the Megillah is going to be nervous that he's going to do a bad job, and he's going to take his Megillah and carry it where there's no Eruv to go to someone who can help him learn the Megillah, make sure that he's pronouncing all the words correctly. Gzeira, it's a decree, Shema, perhaps, Yitlena biyado, he'll take his Megillah scroll in his hand, V'yelech etzel baki, and he'll go to an expert, Lilmod, to learn how to read the Megillah, V'yavirena arba amot, and he'll carry the Megillah 4 cubits, Birshut HaRabim, in the public domain, which of course is a violation of Shabbos. So in order to try and learn the Megillah, he's going to end up violating Shabbat. So we wanted to prevent that from happening. So we don't read the Megillah on Shabbat. Now, by the way, they didn't have as many Eruvs as we have. And they also didn't have, you know, Art Scroll Chumashim or Koran Chumashim or other things where you could just, you know, look it up. You had to learn how to read it properly by learning from a teacher. And then the Gemara adds, V'hainu taima de shofar. This is also the reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbat, which we don't, because maybe he'll carry the shofar to an expert to teach him how to blow it. V'hainu taima de lulav, and it's also the reason of the lulav. Here, I don't really understand it as much, because shaking the lulav is not nearly as difficult as blowing the shofar or reading the Megillah. I'm not sure why they would be concerned that someone might carry their lulav to an expert to teach them how to shake it. It seems like even little kids can figure that out. But it is the reason why all three of these holidays are not, these ritual objects are not used on Shabbat. We're 4 lines up from the bottom, last word on the line. Rav Yosef Amar. Now, Rav Yosef is going to teach us something that we mentioned earlier about poor people, but he's putting it into a different context. Rav Yosef is saying, in the context of Purim, there's another reason why we never read the Megillah on Shabbat, which has nothing to do with carrying on Shabbos. He says, "Mipnei she'enehen shel ani'im nisuot b'mikra Megillah," because the eyes of the poor are lifted up for the reading of the Megillah. We had mentioned this earlier as a reason why we should always read on the 14th, because we said the poor people are expecting their tzedakah on the 14th, and they assume that the reading of the Megillah and the getting of their tzedakah, the matanot le'evyonim, which is one of the 4 mitzvot of Purim, should happen at the same time. And that was a reason why we should not push off the day of Purim from the 14th to the 13th to 12th or the 11th. We should always keep it on the same day so that the poor people knew when they were going to get their tzedakah on Purim, and also they would know that Pesach was 1 month away. Here, Rav Yosef gives a different reason. The reason he gives here is that if you were to read Megillah on Shabbat, you wouldn't be able to give tzedakah on Shabbat, and the poor people would be upset, because that's how they know when they're supposed to get their tzedakah. So we don't read it on Shabbat, and we push it back to Thursday, and then we can give the poor people their tzedakah at the same time as we read the Megillah. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a braita that teaches a similar lesson. Af Alpi, that's the abbreviation, even though She'amru Kfarim Makdimin Liyom Maknisa, even though we say villages push back the reading of the Megillah to the day of the market, they push it back to Thursday. Govin bo bayom, they collect tzedakah on that day. Umechalkin bo bayom, and they distribute it to the poor on that day. So even though, let's say, Purim falls out on Wednesday, that's the 14th, if the villagers are celebrating Purim on the previous Monday, which is the 12th of the month, that's the day that they're going to give matanot le'evyonim, the gifts to the poor. They'll give it on the day that they read the Megillah. The Gemara has a technical problem with this. Af al pi she'amru? What do you mean, even though they pushed it back? Adrabah, it's the opposite. Mishum de'amru. It's because they pushed the reading of the Megillah back that they distribute the tzedakah on that day. So the Gemara concedes. Ela ho'il, you're right. It's because the amru shekfari makdimi liyom haknisa, since the villages read the Megillah earlier and they push it back to the market day. Govin bo bayom, they collect the tzedakah on that day. Umechalkin bo bayom, and they distribute the tzedakah on that day. So that's fine. They fix the language of the Braita. Mipnei, what's the reason? She'enehem shel ani'im, the eyes of the poor people, nisuot b'mikra Megillah, they are lifted up and they know that they are going to get the support they need when the Megillah is read. Aval, this is the very last word on Daf Dalid. Congratulations, we just finished our third Daf. Aval, however, Simcha, the Simcha of Purim, the joy of Purim, Eina noheget ela bizmana. That cannot be pushed back. Everything we're talking about is only pushing back the reading of the Megillah. The Megillah can get pushed back from the 14th to the 12th, the 13th to 12th, or the 11th. And not only will the Megillah be pushed off, but apparently also Matanot Levyonim, the giving of Tzedakah, will be pushed off. But the Simcha of Purim, that is having the festive meal, Seudat Purim, that has to happen on its proper day. Now, this raises an interesting question. We'll just deal with it for one second. In our calendar, as I mentioned earlier, Purim never falls out on Shabbos, so we don't have to worry about it. However, it is possible for the 15th of Adar to fall out on Shabbos, which means that in a city like Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, you can have what's called Purim Mishulash. If Purim, if the 15th of Adar falls out on Shabbos, they have to divide up the observance of Purim over 3 days. That's why it's called Purim Mishulash. It's a triple Purim. The way it's done is that on Friday, they read the Megillah, and they give out money to the poor, Matanot Levyonim. As we saw in our Gemara, those two things always have to go together. So they do that on Friday. They push it back from the 15th of Adar to the 14th of Adar. On Shabbos, they read the Torah reading of Purim, and you say Al Hanisim, but that's all that you do. And on Sunday, they do the Purim Seuda, which is the Simcha of Purim, and also Matanot Levyonim, Mishlach Manot, what we call Shalach Manos. So they give Mishlach Manot on Sunday because the sending of food to your friends is supposed to be for the sake of their meal, meaning you're sending Mishlach Manot to your friend. Apparently, we think that a Purim Seuda is made up of candy, but you're supposed to send food that people can eat at their Seudat Purim. So therefore, the reading of the Megillah and the giving of the Tzedakah go on Friday, and the Seuda and the Mishlach Manot go on Sunday. Now, there is a strong opinion, and he talks about this in the Mishnah Brura, in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Megillah, Simen Tuf Resh Pechet, that's 688, subsection 6. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Maharal Chaviv, who says that this goes against our Gemara. Our Gemara clearly says, Simcha Eina Noheget Ela Bizmana. You only have the Simcha in its proper time. So if the 15th of Adar is on Shabbos, clearly the Seuda of Purim should be celebrated on Shabbos. And this was a big dispute among contemporary poskim, and there were some who do the Seuda on Shabbos, and there were some poskim that argued that we should do the Seuda on Shabbos, but they got outvoted, probably partially because Rav Yosef Karo and the Shulchan Aruch paskined against it. I guess they were concerned about doing the Purim Seuda on Shabbos, and they pushed it off to Sunday. What's weird about that is that Sunday is really after Purim. It's the 16th of Adar already. You can't even read the Megillah on that day. We don't say Al Hanisim on that day. The only thing you do is Mishlach Manot and the Seuda on Sunday. Because there is such an opinion that you should have the Seuda on Shabbos, there are some people who say that you should add an extra food or, you know, buy something special on Shabbos to sort of also check that box of saying, like, I'm doing a little bit of my Seuda here on Shabbos, and then I'll do another one on Sunday. In any case, it is kind of fun to do Purim Mishulash in Yerushalayim. You get 3 days of Purim instead of one, but of course, you cannot do that in the United States. Congratulations on finishing Daf Dalet. We'll pick up in our next recording with Daf Hey. Have a great day.